SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS audio podcast.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia. Hello there and welcome to this episode of The Settlement Guide, a series where we help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you arrive today, have been living here for years, whether you were born in Australia or planning to move here shortly, this series is for you. My name is Rosa Germian, and today we will explore the processes involved in finding a rental property in Australia. Right now, fewer than 50,000 rental properties are available across the country. 2 years ago, that number was almost double. With the vacancy rate at a historic low, finding a rental property is tougher than ever. In this episode, we help you understand the process to improve your chances of securing a rental.
But with people coming in from overseas, there's a couple of extra barriers there. There's a whole bunch of information that a real estate agent generally requires, whether it's proof of income, employment, etc. But one of the most important ones is rental history. So if you've newly arrived in the country, you definitely won't have that from a local sense.
So let's get started. Right now, fewer than 50,000 rental properties are available across the country. 2 years ago, that number was almost double. With the vacancy rate at a historic low, finding a rental property is tougher than ever. In this episode, we help you understand the process to improve your chances of securing a rental. Searching for a rental property in this difficult market should be taken as seriously as if it was a job interview. That's the advice from Greg Batter, CEO at Australia's largest rental portal, rent.com.au. He understands the challenges to finding a property.
Some agents and landlords prefer not to have young people, some preference families. But with people coming in from overseas, there's a couple of extra barriers there. There's a whole bunch of information that a real estate agent generally requires, whether it's proof of income, employment, etc. But one of the most important ones is rental history. So if you've newly arrived in the country, you definitely won't have that from a local sense. So that adds, I guess, an extra layer of complication.
Typically, rental properties are unfurnished and require a one-year lease, which can often be extended. Most properties are advertised on rental sites such as realestate.com.au, domain.com.au and rent.com.au, along with the time to inspect the property and the weekly rental price. It's important to keep in mind that inspection times are usually 10 to 15 minutes long and are more crowded on weekends than during the week. There are more than 800,000 real estate agents across Australia. However, the application process is inconsistent, Mr. Batter explains.
We don't have uniform rules or legislation across the entire country, but typically you're going to need some photo ID, passport, driver's license, etc., proof of employment and income, maybe Australian bank account showing you've got some money in there that can cover the costs. Letter of reference from previous landlords and renting history is a big one. Character references. So they're the normal things that are required.
The agent reviews every applicant's documentation, so it's a good idea to have yours ready. If you don't have evidence of rental history, there are other options that an agent will consider. Nick is a tradesman and small business owner from Melbourne. He emailed his local agent with a letter of introduction explaining his situation.
After being an owner for over 20 years and then entering the rental market, it was very difficult because I didn't have any references that real estate agents needed. I proved to them I was viable by just giving them financials and making them understand that I needed to rent after a long period of time and convincing them that I was a worthwhile risk.
Because Nick rents his own business, he was able to provide tax returns as proof of income. Mr. Batter says contacting agents directly in this way can be the key to securing a property.
I'd encourage people, if they've narrowed down an area that they want to live in, contacting the local real estate agents, going and visiting an agency midweek during an inspection. There is really no time to introduce yourself or build a relationship. So going there midweek, speaking to the person and taking that opportunity to explain what you're looking for, a little bit about yourself, you're excited, all those sort of things can really help.
If you do apply online, rental websites and agents will provide application tools that store your information for future applications. As there are many competing application tools, you may need to spend some time uploading your details to several portals. The secret to boosting your chances of being the successful applicant is to speak with the real estate agent before applying. Greg Bader recommends.
Given that renting is such a competitive environment now, the number one thing you need to do is when you go to the property inspection, you ask the real estate agent what is their preferred way of you applying, because the typical agent will get applications from multiple different sources, ranging from someone that's emailed, someone that's phoned, someone that's applied online. So just check with the real estate agent, and that way you can be assured that you're at least in the list to be considered.
Small business owner Nick found his next rental property without going online. After his circumstances changed, Nick spoke directly with his agent about his need to move to a larger property.
The brilliant part was that the owner had another property that suited me and I was able to move to that one. So that was a really, really positive situation for me. Didn't really think of it at the time as being something that was possible, but it was a question I asked and that question was a really good one.
Nick's current rental property was never advertised because it became available just as he approached the agent. Greg Bader agrees that there are alternatives to searching the major rental portals.
If you start looking at some of the other more common social media sites, there are properties for rent on there. Just be really careful about fraud and scams. So don't agree to something over the phone and wire people money without making sure there's actually a property there, making sure they're actually the owner or the agent.
Mr. Bader also suggests once you decide which area you want to live in, it's useful to connect with your community and make use of your networks.
Now, whether those be communities of people from same country of origin, same religion, same sporting club, tap into those communities and they'll have contacts. And what we actually find is a lot of real estate agents in specific suburbs actually cater for newly arrived people. And so things like language barrier, etc., can dissipate.
Bijan Rahimi is the head of rentals at Love & Co. Real Estate in Melbourne's north. Mr. Rahimi says he works closely with his local Farsi-speaking community to bridge the language and cultural barriers and help people find housing.
There was a lot of people coming from overseas to this northern corridor. I started talking to a few of them, trying to help them out, and from that it led to word of mouth, and I started putting up posts on Facebook and social media. And so there's these communities that are all Persian set up. They're all written in Farsi and people who are newly arriving, they're posting things about what they're looking for.
Community outreach services such as Adult Multicultural Education Services, or AIMS, also connect Mr. Rahimi with new arrivals looking for housing.
I get a phone call just about every couple of days from someone new. It helps when you know their background and can speak the language, because putting them into a property and then explaining how things are done here and what their obligations are and making sure they also are looked after, it just makes the whole tenancy so smooth. In fact, I'm always looking for people like that because I know as soon as I put them in a property, I'm not going to have a problem.
Rental resources such as rent.com.au provide all you need to know about renting, including application tips and expectations such as paying bond once you secure a property. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by Melissa Compagnoni, hosted and edited by me, Rosa Germian. Until next time.
sbs.com.au/audio